It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
An additional hallelujah, we got Macaroni Bologna Mac Robinson on the board. We got Jax Gregory, sweet young thang, behind the glass today. And Big Weege, Jake Volnick, on the 20s today. And across from me, some call him potato salad. I just call him the Germinator. Spencer German back again. What's up, buddy?
That was good. You're getting this Germinator thing down. I like the way you're like mixing and matching, threw in Ken's nickname for me. It's I like it.
Well,
it's fitting.
Listen, I screw things up the first time almost every time. Same first kiss with my beautiful wife. Screwed it up. Had to ask for a second take. Nailed it the second time. Third time.
Wait, you had to like actually ask, like, can I try that again?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Smooth, actually. That's it was good. Actually, considering that I had flinched because of a firefly that was near her car and it buzzed my ear. And I had to go back. Hey, I'm going to need a second pass at that. And then we had three kids. Not at once.
She got the butterflies from the second one.
I mean, how could you not? Look at me. We got the Terry Francona news to react to. We've got the Browns Commanders. The Browns versus the Commies. Although I've noticed people who tweet a lot about socialism and commies can't tell the difference between there, and there. But that's neither here nor there. And then we've got Guardians Tigers game one. I want to do a double vibe check here. Never done this in a Football Friday. Double vibe check, double-sided vibe check even. Game one, Gardo's vibe check. Browns Commanders vibe check. Go. I'd rather pick it up there. Really, I mean,
I didn't expect it to come back to me so quickly, this volley. Browns.
That was Spencer's way of saying I talk too much.
Browns vibe. Yeah, I thought you had more in you. I was like, oh, okay, he's just going to roll here.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
So the vibe check.
Browns wise, I'm actually feeling pretty good.
All right, we'll get to that in a second.
I'll explain why. Guardians, I'm a little nervous. A little bit nervous.
Are you living in your fears nervous? Is this a general, the playoffs are really hard kind of nervous? Or is there a specificity to your nerves?
So I agreed with you earlier this week that the team I would have rather faced was Detroit.
Detroit?
Just the Astros lineup has been a house of horrors for this organization. Horrors.
Okay.
Just to make sure. I know I said that on the podcast. Sons of the Shoe, by the way. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
Listen, both of those houses are totally okay.
Yeah.
Horrors and the other house? Both fine. Yeah. But we just want to make sure we specify on a family
Nick
show.
Nick is, he knows where to find the second ones, apparently.
I believe WAP is the theme song of their.
I believe it's WAP, but close enough.
Same thing.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, playing the Astros was not something I wanted to be a part of. That team has just seemed to own this franchise, particularly in the playoffs. I wanted no part of that lineup, no part of that pitching staff. Even though they got swept in the wild card round by Detroit, I just feel like that a series against the Guardians would have gone completely differently if that was a different matchup. So I wanted to play Detroit of the two, but now that we're like here and the game is tomorrow, and that we have to come to terms with the fact that Detroit is a very, very hot team right now, and they're playing some of the best baseball in the sport right now. It makes me a little nervous.
You are more of a panicky Pete than I am, though. Granted, I'm the person that said
you're
this.
Not nervous at all. Here's the other thing. I think the week off, too. Like, they always talk, I forget what the exact stats are, but there's people who've been sharing this week about how the teams that generally take that time off have a hard time kind of getting back into rhythm once they start playing again. And I think that's maybe the thing that I'm most sort of clinging to is why I'm nervous. But I still feel good because I think the Guardians are the better team.
So I think because they don't reseed in between wild card and ALDS round, they don't do any reseeding in baseball. I don't know why they don't move it up if there's sweeps involved. But the reason why this is just a huge weekend for Cleveland sports. And
yeah,
obviously game one, Gardos versus Tigers here in town. I know the Browns are on the road. I mean, even Ohio State, Iowa has some gravity to it. And you know, you and I have talked on the Sons of the Shoe podcast about...
Subscribe wherever you get your podcast.
Apple, Spotify, what have you. Have I mentioned Apple, Sons of the Shoe? Follow us today. But, I mean, I do think, like, I think it's going to be a really fascinating Monday on our collective moods, because I think we understand with Scooble starting game two. This game on Saturday feels a bit more like a must win, because this thing cannot go to Detroit. Detroit, you down 2-0. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Detroit.
And... you know, for the Browns side of things, like, there are people who think, like, who look at this and go, a win versus the Commanders might save your season. At the very least, it probably saves your bid for an AFC North crown, you know, because if you get to 4 losses this early in the season, there's no way in hell you're getting
to... Yeah, it's too big of a hole to dig.
Yeah, I mean, like at least you're going to need at least 10 wins to win the AFC North.
So you have 3 losses left.
Yeah, it's probably going to take you, though, 12. If not 13, because it seems loaded. But I just continue to look at it, and I like, if you ask me, and this is something we talked about in the pre-show, I honestly don't know right now the answer to who needs a win more, Gardos in game one or Browns on Sunday. I think it's an impossible question, a Sophie's choice.
Yeah, I mean, Monday, you're right about Monday. Like, it could be either a really good Monday where all of Cleveland is just vibing off of a Guardians win and a Browns win, or it could be like a sort of split the difference where one of them wins and you're feeling really good and everyone's talking about the Guardians playoffs because they're happy that they got a game one win and maybe the Browns lose or vice versa. Or it could just be a completely just like, well, classic Cleveland weekend where all of our teams just sucked. It is such a tough question to answer because, on the surface, I think the Guardians game carries more magnitude. It's playoffs. You know, like you mentioned with Scooble pitching game two, if you don't win that game, what's waiting for you on the other side? And that's going to make for a nervous Monday if you don't take that first game. I think I lean Guardians because as much as a 4 losses makes for a very tough road ahead for the Browns, maybe the one thing I can cling to is that it's another NFC team and you still have all your division games to go and all those different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I think just because of the stage and because of, you know, getting off to a good start in that series, I think means a little bit more. I would probably lean Guardians, but it is a tough, tough question.
216-474-0092 or at Nick Wilson says at Spencito _ which win and which game is more important for their team's respective hopes? Is it a Guardians game one win against the Tigers tomorrow or a Browns win against the Commanders? Listen, the math is still on the... Nobody wants to hear this. The math is still on the Browns' side. Not necessarily to win the AFC North, but even if you lose this game on Sunday, You've got 12 games left afterwards. So to get to 9 wins, let's say that's the bar. I think it's probably closer to 10 wins, but let's say it's 9 wins. You'd have to go 8-4. That is, if you're a good football team, 8-4 is wildly gettable. To get to 10 wins, you'd have to go 9-3. That's tougher to muster, but if you're a good team, it's not as if I can just find you 9 wins there, because I think that's a game that is foolhardy to play, because that's not really how this works. Every single week, it's injuries are a factor. Every single week, it's, all right, are these quarterbacks playing? How is that team playing going into this game? But 8-4 and 9-3 are doable if you start 1-4. If you start 0-1 in this Tiger series, and you've got Skubal on the bump in game two, you might be on the way to Sweep City if you can't get this game one win.
So I looked this up just for fun. And
just for masochistic purposes.
You want to know how many teams in NFL history have started the season 1-4 and then gone on to make the playoffs?
I'm going to say 13.
7.
At least according to
this Reddit page that I'm on.
Yeah.
It says only 7 teams have started 1-4 and gone on to make the playoffs. This season, Chiefs, which was, this was a while ago, Texans, that doesn't matter. 2011 Broncos with Tim Tebow when they beat the Steelers in that classic overtime game. The 2002 Jets were one of them. They beat the Peyton Manning's Colts 41-0 that year. Mm-hmm. The 2002 Titans were another one. They beat the Steelers in a 34-31 overtime game. 1992 Chargers shut out the Chiefs 17-0. And then I don't see the other couple ones listed on here. But basically, there's only been 7 teams.
Oh. Here's the thing, though. That doesn't speak to the circumstances the Guardians have been in, or the Guardians, the Browns have been in. Like, I'm not trying to make excuses for the Browns. Them being 1-3 is unacceptable because you lost to the Giants and the Raiders. But at some point, like, because Jay Young on Twitter tweeted at us and said, the Guardians win because the Browns are cooked. They're not. At 1-3, they're not cooked. It sucks. And I'm not telling anyone you have to enjoy any of the things that we've seen the last little bit here. But, like, because this is a series of both teams are in dire situations. The math is still not entirely against you if you go with this, even with that what you just said. But you can also paint it. If I wanted to, I could say, well, if you get your tackles back healthy, Nick Chubb comes back, Myles Garrett can rest up a little bit, and all of a sudden, maybe Jordan Hicks can get healthy again. Like, all of a sudden, a healthy team might have a different level of ceiling, and the more football you play, theoretically, the better you should be if you're getting healthier instead of not getting healthier. So I can spin the Browns losing on Sunday in a myriad of ways. That doesn't mean we're going to like it. It doesn't mean you're going to feel good about it. I think we all understand the importance of taking that game one from the Detroit Tigers, or the Detroit Tigers, as some might call it. And I just, like, I think, and listen, I'm not trying to be Mr. Alarmist here. I think game one is a dire situation for the Guardians, because here's the other thing. Getting back to the math, Browns have 12 games after Sunday. You might have 2 more. You know, like,
yeah.
A 5-game series. If it was a 7-game series, I'd throw that. In a 7-game series, every game's a must-win series, but you really only need to win 4 of them, right? That's a bigger margin for error than what you're going into for the Guardians in this one. Specifically, if you're facing the hottest team in baseball, and I'll be honest with you, I think the sooner the Tigers lose, the sooner we find out how much they can keep that momentum going in the playoffs.
And I just think it's so much about what the magnitude of losing game one and then having Skubal go game two looks like in a do or die playoff series. Yeah, you have 4 more of them, but like for the Browns, to your point, it's the optics of, yeah, you could, if you lose another one, that sucks, and people are probably going to say this team's done and the season's over and all these different things, but there are still, to your point, 12 more games for them to try to figure this thing out, still play all their division games, still play a ton of AFC teams, and we've seen teams sneak into the playoffs, especially with the expanded field, at like 9 wins. I mean, theoretically, you could make the playoffs as like an 8-win team if things fall a certain way. So, yeah, I think like there's a larger margin of error there, for the Guardians, it's like, if you lose game one, I think it really is the doomsday scenario. And that's why I think too, like, if you ask the city, like, just from a standpoint of like, to feel good about one of these teams coming out of the weekend, which one matters more to you? I think they would just say in general that the Guardians game matters more, because if you come into the week with that one win under your belt, you kind of have a feel of how the rest of the series is going to go, or what can kind of play out from there. You're kind of ahead of the eight ball. With the Browns, I think it's like, okay, if they don't win, it's whatever. There's so much excitement about this Guardian series right now and it being the playoffs that I think that just matters more to people right now.
216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys on today's show. At Nick Wilson says, at Spencito _ more critical win, Guardians in game one or Browns over the Commandos? Mike and Commandos? The Commanders, I believe is what we call them.
That's a different type of
But some of those Commanders, I bet you feel comfortable going Commando. Mike and Menner, Isaac and Shaker, you guys stick there. We've got Brett Boone, Odyssey MLB Insider coming up at 2:40. Jason Pinkston, our Friday regular at 3:20, coming up at 3:20. Jim Costa of 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit at 4:40. I just kept thinking of Detroit. That's all that is in my head today because of Thomas and Shaker from yesterday.
Detroit.
And Daryl Ryder joining us at 6. It is a football Friday. It is an F-off Friday. More critical win, Guardians in game one or Browns over the Commanders. And somebody's feeling good about this game on Sunday. It's not the dunce that picked them to win last week. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.